Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Rain today, mainly before 3 p.m., high near 37, breezy with an east wind gusting as high as 31 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Tonight, rain likely mainly before 10 p.m., cloudy with a low around 31. And on Wednesday, a chance of rain, snow, and freezing rain before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 11 and 4, snow likely afterwards, mixed with rain and freezing rain, cloudy with a high near 33, new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. WDRT announces school delays and closings during the Driftless Morning Show on weekdays between 6 and 8 a.m. And in the news for today, in what is becoming a regular occurrence, millionaires and billionaires from inside and outside the state dumped cash into Wisconsin elections in 2022 through loopholes in campaign finance law. The bulk of the money went to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, according to an analysis of campaign finance data by the Badger Project. If a person wants to write a check to a political candidate in Wisconsin, that donor is limited in how much they can give by maximums set by state and federal law. But loopholes in Wisconsin campaign finance law allow individuals to make unlimited donations to political parties. The loopholes also allow political parties to make unlimited donations to candidates. That, according to reporting from the La Crosse Tribune, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign also adds that spending by special interest groups in this fall's legislative races in Wisconsin and for the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and treasurer shattered the old record by 50%. A preliminary review by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign found the $93 million spent in 2022 by outside groups crushed the previous record by $61.8 million set in 2018 for midterm fall races that also featured both legislative and statewide contests in Wisconsin. And the 2022 spending figure was 154% higher than the $36.6 million spent by outside groups in 2014, and nearly five times higher than the $18.9 million spent on Wisconsin legislative and statewide races in 2010. The top individual donor was Carla Jurvetson, $3 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. She's a California-based physician, philanthropist, and political activist from Silicon Valley. Jurvetson is divorced from super successful tech investor Steve Jurvetson. She has emerged as one of the Democratic Party's most prolific donors. She gave $2.8 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin in 2020. Second on the list was Tony Evers' campaign committee, nearly $2.8 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin governor raised about $42 million in his successful 2022 reelection campaign. In the number three spot was Liz Uline, who gave $1.7 million to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. With her husband Dick Uline, an heir to the Schlitz beer fortune, the Chicago area couple founded the shipping materials giant Uline in 1980. The billionaires have become major donors to conservative candidates and super PACs in the recent years, especially in Wisconsin. Information for this report came in part with permission from the La Crosse Tribune, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and the Badger Project. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.